Here's a story about some fierce transatlantic competition. Aviation giants Boeing and Airbus are facing off over a small but important market, Poland. The Polish airline LOT is expected to announce an order from one manufacturer or the other soon. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, the decision has political overtones.
LOT, Poland's national airline, dominates the Polish market.
Życzymy Państwu miłego dnia. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Warsaw Okęcie Fryderyk Chopin Airport. Please remain seated until the plane stops completely and the fasten seatbelt sign is turned off.
And LOT is looking to expand both its routes and its fleet. Like airlines around the world, it has a choice between Boeing and Airbus. Polish Prime Minister Marek Belka says he's gotten letters from European leaders Jacques Chirac, Tony Blair, and Gerhard Schroeder supporting an offer from Airbus. He says President Bush has also written in support of Boeing. Despite the high-level lobbying, LOT spokesman Leszek Czarewski insists the decision will not be political.
This is a business. I understand the political things, but we are paying for this plane, so we have to find the best solution.
The last time Poland made a major aircraft purchase, in 2003, the government chose American-made F-16 fighters over a French and another European offer. Polish officials are still happy with the jets, but there's growing discontent with an investment program known as an offset program that F-16 maker Lockheed Martin promised as a part of the deal. Janusz Pehaszynski heads Parliament's Infrastructure Committee.
After buying the F-16s and analyzing the whole offset program, we Polish people still highly appreciate the political-military relationship with the U.S., but we have also concluded that in the future, we won't let a partner make declarations that won't be backed up by action.
The Polish press has harshly criticized Lockheed Martin for not delivering enough jobs or dollars. But Edgar Fulton, commercial counselor with the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw, says the program is successful. Just expectations were too high.
Frankly, there are a lot of people in Poland who have been looking for some kind of a Marshall Plan to move Poland up to the level of Western Europe, and it's an unfounded expectation.
That's not the only thing bothering Poles about the United States. Outside the American Embassy in Warsaw, people complain that it costs $100 just to apply for a visa. They also don't like paying high tolls for a mandatory phone call to set an appointment. Mirek Koslowski works for a company called American Dreams that offers help filling out visa applications.
He used to think very highly of America. Now his thoughts are mostly negative. This is not the way you should treat your friends.
Even a blip on the U.S. military budget can get a lot of attention in Poland. Earlier this year, President Bush announced a military aid initiative for countries with troops in Iraq. He proposed $100 million for Poland. But Congress cut the total initiative almost in half, and Poland still doesn't know what it will get. American Studies professor Zbigniew Lewicki says all this adds up to frustration among Poles, who are usually proud to be considered a special American ally in Europe.
I think the accumulation of such unpleasantness is growing, and it might at some point become the general perception that after all the United States keeps snubbing us and keeps offending us and this and that. So maybe it's not as friendly as we always thought the country is.
Despite this feeling, the state airline LOT is going to choose Boeing planes, according to a source in Warsaw. The person knows about the deal but wouldn't speak on the record due to the sensitivity of the issue. Analysts say it will be seen in part as a political decision. With the European Union in deep conflict over its future, including payments to new members like Poland, timing the announcement could be tricky. Emily Harris, NPR News.